into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. And joining me live in studio is Taylor Kennington today. Taylor is with Elevate Life, located in Afton. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you making the long walk over here to SVI today. Taylor, you've been doing Elevate Life hypnotherapy for, has it been 2 years? Has it been that
three
long?
Years.
3 years now. Okay. Yep. For those who are still a little unfamiliar with what you do, what is hypnotherapy and how does it work?
Wonderful. Well, hypnotherapy is a behavioral modification therapy modality that we use to really understand the root behaviors, the root of different behaviors. So I help a lot of people with anxiety, depression, pornography addiction, a whole bunch of different things that we can address here and really get to the root of it.
So we just had the Lincoln County Fair. One of the biggest acts is the hypnotist, right? And so when people hear hypnosis, that's kind of where their mind automatically goes.
Yeah.
Any correlation at all?
It's similar, but the hypnotist, and I actually watch the hypnotist, he does a really good job. That's for entertainment purposes. Really, the difference between what I do and what he does is really getting to the root of behaviors versus, you know, he's just using hypnosis as an entertainment modality. Let's go up on stage, let's wave our hands around and act crazy like, and then be okay with it because I was quote unquote hypnotized.
Right.
So.
Okay. And so how does the process work for you then when someone comes in for treatment?
Perfect. Well, first thing that we want to do, this is a very outcome-based therapy. So we first got to identify what are those outcomes. Is it peace that we're really seeking? Let's say we have somebody come in with a pornography addiction, and they're really using that pornography addiction as a coping mechanism for an underlying unmet need. So we've got to first understand what that need is, and then what I teach is skills and tools that can be applied that really, really get to that root that people have just been able to get extremely good results from.
Taylor Kennington in studio with Elevate Life, located in Afton. You mentioned pornography addictions, and that's really where your focus has been recently. And it's timing because of the Sound of Freedom movie that has come out. So tell us about that and the impact it had on you and why it's led to this focus for you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Duke. Salt River Cinemas has Sound of Freedom for the next 3 days, so I highly, highly encourage going and seeing it. What I loved about that movie most was the messaging and the connection that they made. It's very subtle, but the connection between pornography use all the way down that slippery slope to pedophilia. So it was done excellently, and really where this came to my heart, I've understood how that behavior functions and why it's so caustic to families. So seeing it in a cinema setting has been just absolutely phenomenal. When I was really thinking about, you know, what could a little small town boy like me do to help save these kids from just absolute terror? And the answer that came back was really, Taylor, you're doing it, but I need you to do it more. So my whole goal is just to do an all-out war on pornography, that if I can help men and women stop it at the beginning before they ever get to the point of that, it's just going to make the world a better place.
So if someone out there is listening and either they or someone they know or care about is in an addiction phase with this, how do you help them?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, like we said, we've got to first understand what's the self-medicating purpose of using pornography. You know, what's the underlying thing? Some people, it might be just stress or anxiety. Maybe things at home aren't as good as we want them, and they're using that as a self-medication thing. So we're first identifying that, and then giving them skills and tools that they can start using and applying right outside the door. I find with other modalities, we talk a lot in theory and psychology, and there's all of that built in. There's a lot of neuroscience that I use, but it's often presented and educated in a way that people can apply it. And I've just simplified my processes down so much that it can be applied immediately to really get to those memory roots that are causing this behavior.
Taylor, you mentioned you've been practicing hypnotherapy for a couple of years now. What kind of results have you seen specifically with helping people with pornography addictions?
Wonderful. It's been absolutely incredible. My whole goal with this therapy modality is not to become a crutch therapist for people. It's really as fast as we can go with stability. So we're actually creating interdependence. So my hope is to really have somebody come in 6 to 8 sessions, they're clean and sober. Just recently, I received a referral from a client, from an ecclesiastical leader. In 5 sessions, this individual went from 30 plus years of pornography use with very limited success to 5 sessions later, having no desire. He's really talked about in his testimony that I'll post on my social media page, that I've now found peace in my life, my home, and my marriage, which is how can you put a price on that?
That's the goal, right?
That's it.
It's absolutely the goal. One of the cool things that you do to help people is you don't have to be in your office to receive this treatment. You can do it virtually, correct? Mm-hmm.
100%. And the hypnotherapy, the mindset coaching, it all works even over Zoom. So I've had clients as far east as Boston to all over, up, down. And it's mostly been referral basis. We're just wanting to get the word out that this is a very viable source. It's not what we see up on stage, which even in my story, that was the first thing that I thought of, and it was absolutely not. How could that help my depression? How could that help my anxiety, the suicidal ideation that I was going through? And it's just, it's a misnomer of mind control, and it's unfortunately doing it a disservice of really how productive it is at getting at those root levels of thought.
Taylor Kennington with Elevate Life. He's in studio this morning and again, specifically talking about how Elevate Life hypnotherapy can help people overcome addictions to pornography. So Taylor, if I'm understanding correctly, what you're saying is that someone who is struggling with this and looking for a way out, within 2 months of starting treatment, you've seen that they're doing much better. And not just at that moment, but it seems like you're helping them set up for a long-term success.
Well, that's the whole goal with interdependence. I don't want a quick fix. I want a fix that works. And it's not about fixing people. I don't believe people are broken. It's just our brain is so very good at finding immediate gratification. And I want to spread that out and really make it beneficial across. So we're not only working with individuals, but families, because it affects a family. Maybe kiddos don't understand what's going on with dad or mom, but they get that feeling that something's off, and it's been destroying families. And that's my whole goal, is to bring the family back, help men be men of honor, and support women, because it's not just a man problem. The research that I've looked at, 2/3 of pornography users are men, but there's still 1/3 that are women. So this is not just a men's issue anymore. This affects everything, and it's everywhere. If we could just take the shame out of it and acknowledge that it is everywhere and we can do something about it, we can stand up against it and be for love and true intimacy in a family. That's what this is all about.
Taylor, how do people reach out to you with questions or to get started?
Wonderful. So my website is elevatelife.today, but you can reach out to me personally. My phone number is 307-248-4660. I've also got a business page on Facebook, just Elevate Life, along with social media. And there's links to get on and have, I offer free phone consultations, because really what I see with other modalities or ways to address this particular problem, it's done a lot in a group setting. And I think group support is wonderful, which I'm working in the background to get that put in place. But the actual therapy, it needs to be tailor-made specifically to you. So the therapy, we do that one-on-one, step-by-step, holding your hand along this process, because everybody's a little bit different.
Well, no one can tailor-make anything better than a Taylor Kennington, right?
There's a reason my mom called me Taylor.
That's awesome. Taylor Kennington, Elevate Life. And again, elevatelife.today is where you can find Taylor and all of his contact info and more details and information. Taylor, appreciate your time. Anything we missed that you feel like we need to touch on?
There's hope, guys. There is absolute hope. And you don't have to do this alone. Join me, please. Please join me in this all-out war, because it is very doable. We can all stand up and stand for light and truth.
As Taylor Kennington, Elevate Life. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio.